T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Decker is the White House correspondent at Gray TV. He is joining us now live from the White House. I kind of watched a little bit of the briefing yesterday. It sounded like they didn't want to get into this at the White House. Is that going to be possible for them to act like this is going on in another universe and they're not engaged in it? Or what's your assessment of how that's moving through the process?
Well, they're independent. Justice Department and their investigation should remain independent from anything going on at the White House, regardless of who is in the White House. And so you're not going to get any answers on this from the White House. And right now, as things stand, the typical answer that you get from the FBI or the DOJ when you ask a question about this, and that answer is, this is an ongoing investigation, and we do not comment on ongoing investigations. So I think that's going to be what we're going to hear until the affidavit is made public, the affidavit that ultimately led a federal judge to sign off on this search warrant. But, of course, remember, the search warrant was also conveyed to President Trump's attorney. And so if the former president wants to disclose the contents of that search warrant, he could do so today.
Yeah, I think that will be very interesting to see what they choose to disclose. I mean, if from a political standpoint, I'd keep the pressure on DOJ and FBI and make them answer questions instead of me answering questions in public. I think from a political standpoint and a practical standpoint, there's the potential for bad actors in those institutions, and they need to feel the pressure rather than shifting it. But I do take your point. That's legitimate. Do you buy the idea that nobody at the White House was given a heads up here? It seems odd to me that Ron Klain, who...
No, I do buy that.
Do you?
I 100% buy that. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, with all the things they're dealing with right now, they don't want to create a political mess. In terms of giving it, first of all, it's not appropriate to give a heads up to the White House. But beyond that,
does that stop anybody? I mean, seriously,
no,
John, do you think?
It doesn't. But I honestly believe that answer, that no one was given a heads up and that the White House learned of this when we all learned of this at the same time. I do. I 100% believe that.
Did anybody go... Yeah, I guess I don't know that the press secretary is the person who can answer this question.
Okay.
But has anybody discussed with them the obvious question about Donald Trump being impeached for supposedly weaponizing the executive branch against, quote unquote, his main political rivals who now happen to be in the White House, and
right,
this happening in reverse to Donald Trump? I concede there are differences, but is there that much of a difference? Does anybody ask them to kind of do the mental gymnastics on that?
Well, I don't have any evidence, and I don't think anybody does, from Mitch McConnell on down, of this being politically motivated. There is no evidence of that. You can make that claim. You can make that assumption. But there's no evidence of that. So that is problematic in terms of, you know, equating these two different things. And, of course, you know, getting back to the first impeachment, President Trump was acquitted as far as what he was accused of with that phone call to President Zelensky of Ukraine.
Well, I guess whether it's politically motivated, that's the question about what's included in the documents that the judge signed. Is this, yeah, I mean, you're working at the White House. Every document that Joe Biden touches is going to be archived. The question is it classified? Is it not classified? And I was making the point earlier that, you know, I saw things when I was working in Washington where I thought, wow, that's going to technically be classified? This is, you know, like the Christmas list for the foreign diplomats is technically going to be a classified document. How could that be possible? And then it was explained to me, it's got addresses, it's got phone numbers, it's got names of assistants that maybe we don't want out there. So I think everybody assumes that we're talking the nuclear codes, and that's, you know, that's not the standard. So I'm really curious about that. Anybody talking about that? What?
No, you know, it is frustrating. I get the frustration. I feel the frustration. I would love to know what was contained in that affidavit that was submitted to this federal magistrate in Florida. And we'll learn it. We will learn it, you know, regardless of whether Trump and his attorneys release it. It will be publicly disclosed at some point by the DOJ, by the FBI, and we'll have a better idea. Now, keep in mind, there was a search warrant that was signed as it relates to Hillary Clinton's server. A search was conducted. And you
at
know,
that restaurant? Or at the
Well, let me finish my point.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, she wasn't charged with anything. And at the end of the day, Donald Trump may not be charged with anything. People seem to make this leap that is because this search happened at his house, that it's a given that he's going to be charged with some kind of crime. I make the claim, you know, maybe not. I think probably not. But you know, we'll have to wait and see. Patience is a difficult thing in Washington. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, especially when you know the damage that is being done. You know, I've heard a couple of times, the process is the punishment. And that's a dangerous place for us to be in the United States if we think that the legal process is, in fact, being weaponized as the punishment. So that it really doesn't matter how it all concludes. You've just been torn up and bankrupted in the meantime. And that worries me, Republican or Democrat. I think that that's not a healthy spot for us to be in. Before I run out of time, John, I did want to ask you about the economic numbers and the way the White House is handling some of their proposals. We haven't talked about the Inflation Reduction Act, which I think is a grave misnomer. But what's the word at the White House on that?
Well, you say it's a grave misnomer. It's either great marketing or terrible marketing. You know, you can make the argument it's terrible marketing because if people are expecting, you know, inflation to come down between now and the midterms, they're going to be very disappointed because this will not bring down the price of gas or the price of groceries anytime between now and November. You know, look, the White House believes this is a political victory, and they need those political victories heading into the midterms. But you can see why both sides, it's really interesting what has happened just in the course of the past 2 weeks between that and also between what happened at Mar-a-Lago. Both sides feel that their base is very energized right now ahead of the midterm.
Well, that's probably
true. And, yeah, it's probably true for different reasons.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be, I think, very interesting to see the turnout numbers for the midterms. I think they're going to be higher than what you typically see for a midterm election, given all of the events that have happened just over the last few weeks.
Yeah. Hey, John Decker, I know you got to run live from the White House with Gray TV. Thank you, sir. Always appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, John. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.